This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Go, another hour of the DJV program. Looks like it's Thursday, the 27th of August. Today is a wonderful day for you to get whatever is on your mind off your chest. I've often wondered when people say that, how it goes from your mind to your chest, but let's see if we can examine that more thoroughly with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. What do you say, Jennifer? How do you get what's on your mind off your chest?
I think it's what's in your heart, right?
Yeah, it goes from your mind to your heart then, is that it?
Oh, no, I think so.
I thought maybe you'd make reference to your, you know, your
always the girls.
Talking about,
no.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah, I'm always talking about that, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. You're not always, well, no, let's not go down that road. Let's find out, there are two important things, perhaps, that we should jump right into. One of them is the Republican National Convention, and the other is Hurricane Laura. So I'm getting one of those vibes from you that you want to start with the Republican convention. Am I right with your vibe, Jennifer?
Sure, why not? It was a good night. We can talk about it. And the hurricanes, it's really, I don't know, it's scary. Oh, so,
but,
yeah.
Well, hurricanes are always scary.
They're always scary, and hopefully people heeded the warning of local leaders and got out of the way, because it seems that those hurricanes are picking up strength. But the RNC was a good night, I think, for Republicans. Again, these there's been a lot of substance. There's been a lot of meat. That was my criticism of watching the Democrats, which I tried to do with an open mind. There didn't seem to be as much focus on.
No,
oh, I absolutely did.
Oh,
I watched,
come on. Nah.
Dude, I watched 8 hours
dude.
Of the Democrats. 8 hours.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to try to leave myself. I knew it wasn't going to change my mind, but I tried to watch it from a perspective. This is what I do. I try to pretend if I'm someone who is undecided what this would look like to me.
Right.
And I do
That's
that
me.
When I watch the Republicans, and I do that when I watch Democrats. In any case, last night ended with Mike Pence, who I think probably gave maybe the speech of his life in front of Fort McHenry. It was kind of a cool moment. Trace Adkins, my buddy, came out and sang the national anthem after it was all over. And President Trump joined him on the stage. It was kind of a nice moment because there was a live crowd. And that's what's been missing from both conventions, I think, was that live in-person enthusiasm. And so that was a great moment. There were also a lot of stories of, again, of those regular people who were impacted by Trump policies. You had Rick Grenell, who was the former U.S. ambassador to Germany, who made the case for President Trump's foreign policy as an ambassador who was there and saw it. Kellyanne Conway, which I thought was notable, probably her last speech defending or on behalf of President Trump, at least for now, because
defending him is a pretty good word.
Yeah, going home to be a mom because of the problems that she has with her family. I found myself watching her getting so angry with her husband because I think it is such a stupid and sexist thing. I think there are so many women who suck it up every single day and who support their families. And the fact that her husband couldn't do that for her when she reached the culmination of her dream and her career, everything that she worked on, winning, being the first female campaign manager to have a winning candidate go into the White House, and then joining that person and working for him for 4 years, and her husband couldn't just suck it up and go along with it. Just unfortunate. I think women do this kind of stuff all the time, and it's sad that a man won't be able to return the favor and instead create kind of that toxic environment, publicly at least, so everybody can watch it go down. So all in all, for me, it hit the mark. I don't know. I guess you're not surprised about that, but what about, did you any of you watch it?
Any of you would be me and or Victoria. The
Those
answer for
the
me
news,
is
yes.
No. Actually, the answer isn't no. I watched a couple of things. Trump's daughter-in-law, I watched her for a little bit. The governor, the lady who is the governor of some state, and I can't remember her name.
Christine Noem opened
a little
it
bit. Yeah.
From South Dakota, okay.
And then, I don't know, that was in and out, a couple of other things.
A lot of talk about China. If you wanted to scratch the itch about China and the case against the Chinese Communist Party. Whoa, there was a lot of that last night.
Well, talk, but what is that? How does that produce action? What's the action step after talk?
I think at least you have to be able to acknowledge that it's a problem, and I think some of the steps already so far to try to bring the pharmaceutical industry back into this country. I think some of the stuff that's been happening with trade. I think those are things that other presidents have been too afraid to even talk about, and President
Trump
actually
had
the
situation.
It
doesn't take much fear to talk about it these days. You wouldn't have thought anyway. Although the chicken-livered members of Congress aren't talking about it at all. For whatever the reason.
When you're asking yourself who's going to be tough in China, is it the guy who's speaking out against them and who has started to do things with his administration, or is it the person who enriched himself and his son with deals with China? I mean, who's going to be tougher? Who owes less to China? And I think there's probably one answer to that.
Well, they said Trump was a little, I don't know, I hear what you're saying, and those are good points. I think very good points.
I asked that same question about
Victoria.
Russia.
Yeah.
You know, okay. The Trump family enriched themselves with lots of other. I mean,
By how much? Because the Clinton Foundation took
$145 million
during 2016 was given to the Clinton Foundation. Do you know how much was given to the Trump campaign? Zero.
Well, there
the
shouldn't
Trump
be any money given to
any
the Trump
money
campaign.
From Russia.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, so
this
it's okay to give it to
around.
The Clinton Foundation? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that again. The money for the Clintons, you're saying, or are you suggesting they're going to Biden?
In 2016, the Clinton Foundation took $145 million.
In 2016, yeah.
Right, when they were running a campaign. The Trump Foundation, the Trump campaign took $0 from Russia. This idea that somehow Trump...
I didn't know that.
Himself,
do you know that, Victoria? That's news
that's
to me.
Because no one's going to ever tell you that. I mean,
I'd like to fact check that, but there's so much other stuff. That the Trump family has benefited from foreign, and this is all coming out. Illegal loans from the Russian government for
during the presidency?
Not while he was president, but before.
Right. Okay,
but
let's talk about when they're representing the country.
And there's also a lot of questionable stuff with Turkey while he's president. So there's a lot of stuff out there, and that's what the Southern District of New York is actually going after them. They're suing the Trump administration for that now.
Unfortunately, now you have the Southern... Right, now you have
there's
the Southern
a lot of,
District...
I'm just saying, if you want to... I wouldn't stand on a pedestal and say, like, oh, the Trumps are perfect, because they're far from perfect.
Believe me.
And very corrupt. So
and that's
I
why I bring everybody supporting the other side down with me, because I don't believe any of these candidates are perfect. What I'm worried about is who's going to run the country better and who's going to have less allegiances to foreign countries. And just to put a pinpoint on New York, I don't know if you guys happened to see it, but 2 days ago, the attorneys in this lawsuit against Trump was laughing about how they're trying to make this political to get him. And it was caught on video and released, but nobody seems to pay attention to that.
There's so much smoke there, though, Jen. It's been going on for years.
But there's a lot of smoke with Biden and China, too. So we're back to, are these the two best guys, the most capable guys, the most honorable guys? Are they the best that America has to offer? We're choosing from a couple of people that are far from the top of the ladder when it comes to credibility, when it comes to honor, when it comes to producing what is in the best interests of the American people and not their own families. It's just we don't have a Michael Bloomberg or somebody like that who is – are there people out there? Sure. But do they want to become the victim of CNN every night or MSNBC every night? Or Fox every night? No, they don't want to. We've now allowed ourselves to diminish the quality of people who are available or interested in running for this job for the right reasons to people who use it for their own gain as a punching bag onto other things for them, their family or whatever it is. And that goes all across the board to people in political circumstances. Maybe that's just the nature of the game. I'm enough of a Pollyanna to think that maybe some place, somewhere, there is somebody or there's a group of people, some man, some woman, somebody, I don't care what color their skin is, I just would like to have somebody who is a good leader and didn't have baggage, and we don't seem to be able to find those. Not that there's perfection, but we have a lot of people
without baggage
loaded. Well, but this guy's got lots of baggage.
Especially the ones who can afford to run for president. It's become so expensive.
Well, that's
that
true.
People become
as well.
Owned,
and Trump, and people say, well, Trump didn't use his own money last time around, and now he's not doing that. Okay. All right, so there it is. That's the Republican convention, a reaction to it. From both Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, 16 after the hour. Laura continues to strengthen rapidly. What is it, Category 4, Category 5?
It just got knocked down to Category 2. When it made landfall at 1 a.m. Central Time this morning, it was Category 4. It was actually, I think, in 100 years, that area has not seen a hurricane this powerful. 300,000 homes knocked out immediately with power. Some of the really severe warnings that came from local officials essentially saying if you didn't evacuate, put your name in a plastic bag inside your pocket, essentially, so they can identify your body. It's crazy.
The winds on the, when it hit the Louisiana shore, there were 150-mile-an-hour winds. And we know that at that area, those places, catastrophic storm damage comes, and conditions, I was watching, sort of paying attention to this stuff online a little bit last night, conditions deteriorated so quickly from the afternoon into the evening, it just really, I'm actually following a fellow, you'll love this, a weatherman named John Weatherby. I thought that was cool.
Well, is it real?
Yeah. Weatherby.
A lot of weather people changed, you know. Alice Rain.
Right. Storms.
There was a lady
on
the station, one of the stations in Oregon that carried us, whose name was Stormy. Yeah. Stormy. Winter Stormy. I don't think she's still there, but anyway, so.
Yeah.
The
big threat
strong
now
winds,
is.
But yeah, yeah, 15 so feet. 15 feet! The water's up by, that's the thing that got me, Victoria.
Well, and that's for the lower-lying areas down there, and they have some, like, you know, outer barrier islands where people live. They literally called it unsurvivable because the water, 15 feet, that goes right over
the water's
entire island.
The water's 88 degrees. The temperature of the water in the ocean is 88 degrees. Woof. Galveston Bay. Lake Pontchartrain, I'm looking at a couple of these areas, already had 4 feet surges, 12 feet down further as you go, I guess over into Galveston it was about 6 to 9 feet. But remember, Galveston and the cities that are along, cities and towns that are along that side of the Texas Panhandle are all underwater to begin with. Galveston is 2 feet below sea level.
Yeah,
and there's a barrier reef that sort of keeps it from, I think, Point Bolivar inland, Freeport, that area down there. That's all underwater every day. So how do you bring a 15-foot surge into that area?
And the real danger was that when they were originally tracking when this storm would make landfall, it was supposed to be high tide. I'm not sure what tide, where the tides were at 1 a.m., but it's been pretty devastating. They said that it's gone so far north now, and it will continue to go all the way up into the Ohio Valley, but the Mississippi River started flowing backwards because of the storm surge and the wind. That's nuts.
Up that lazy river. 19 passed on the DJV program. Program brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin that want you to know that it's time for you, if you're thinking about anything, time for you to check out their website, toploss.com. You're thinking about, when I say thinking about anything, when it comes to losing weight. I know somebody who's tried 6 different programs, and they have not been successful losing weight. They weren't, at least, till they got to Calitrin, and then they took it. It's a simple, easy, stress-free way to lose the weight. It takes time, but everything that is worthwhile takes time. Go to toploss.com. Check it all out. Take advantage of their sale right now. Use the code DJV. Buy three and get three free. I believe you should stay on the program for 6 months because you tune your body up to keep the weight off after you've lost it. That's one of the secrets. Toploss.com, code DJV, 21 after.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All he does is love me, swears that's what he's here for. How could I want more?
Didn't know Britney Spears had a sister who was a singer. This is news to me. You ladies know that, Victoria, Jennifer?
She's a huge, yeah, she was a huge Nickelodeon star.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How much younger than Britney is
she? Well, 9 years. You probably don't remember this, but she got fired from Nickelodeon when she got pregnant. She was unmarried and...
Well, hope she sued the hell out of him. Did she sue him?
I don't know, but she lost her TV show, Zoe 101, and... Yeah, she's now married.
Because she was playing a young girl on the show, so obviously they can't have...
They didn't think that was a good image. Right.
How young? Great. How like,
Zoe
what
was probably like a tween or something, wasn't she?
She was like maybe 17 or 18 maybe.
So she's kind of... She comes from the same stock, a little wild and crazy like her sister Brittany then, who was out and about when she was a teenager, wasn't she?
Well, I don't think it's... I don't know.
Brittany
I don't like
played
putting
the,
labels on
I'm
that
a virgin.
For girls.
I think she played the virgin card for a long time. So,
Britney did?
Yeah. I don't think Jamie Lynn was out, like, talking about that, but certainly, you know, Nickelodeon made their choice. And...
All right, so we're talking about Jamie Lynn because apparently she's going to play a more significant role in her sister Britney's conservatorship. She's 29 years old. She's been named the trustee of the SJB Revocable Trust, which was initially set to protect Britney and her children's finances. Jamie Lynn has requested the court court authorize Fidelity Financial Management to serve as a financial advisor and create blocked accounts to hold her 38-year-old sister's assets. What has the father been doing with all this stuff?
Well, he's been the conservator, so he's been basically making sure her bills get paid and that she takes her medicine. So I don't really think he's been handling the finances, or maybe he has, and now Jamie Lynn's going to take over. But he's had a lot of health problems, and I kind of feel like maybe Britney is off her meds again, because now
yeah,
she's
she
been fighting.
For a switch, right?
Yeah, she doesn't want her dad running stuff anymore. Or maybe the boyfriend. She's got a much younger boyfriend, so maybe the boyfriend doesn't want the father involved. Who knows? There's always
who's
a sketchy.
Her?
There's always a sketchy
well.
Boyfriend. Yeah, she looks kind of like a
trainer. Who's her boyfriend? Who's the boyfriend now?
Some guy in his 20s. I don't know.
Right.
And, but there's always some guy. But you can watch her on Instagram, and yeah. you can tell something's not right.
Yeah.
So she normally gets guys that are good for one thing and one thing only.
Oh, who wouldn't? I mean, she's cute, and she's wealthy.
Vulnerable.
And she's vulnerable. And
yeah. she's had one horrible guy after another.
Yeah. The trust was created in 2004, just before, well, 4 years before Britney's conservatorship was formed. The trust pertains to her bank accounts and personal items like clothing and jewelry and artwork and that sort of thing. Not clear. Isn't it awful that people need to know that? I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, saying, why am I telling this story about her? Why do I don't want to know. It's none of my business what's
well,
going on in her bank account. Or
it's
what
a big story right now.
Life. I know. I understand that.
It's
I'm
been a big story since she shaved her head and it was caught on, you know, the paparazzi caught her. Remember
yeah.
that? I don't know if you were following
me
back then.
I kind of did. I've always
she did
thought
it she was going to be drug tested, so she shaved all of her hair off.
Yeah. Mm. It's a shame. I've always thought she was quite talented, frankly.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the update on the Spears family. Now it's time to move over to Luke Combs, shall we, along with Maren Morris. They are set to perform at the ACM Awards this year, the initial lineup of performers. 55th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards been announced. Let's see, Maren Morris, Luke Combs, and Miranda Lambert is in the schedule as well. It was delayed from April. Now it's set for the 16th in Nashville. Performances will be spread across three famous Nashville venues, the Grand Ole Opry House, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. Keith Urban make his debut as the host of the program with the performances at the Ryman from Kelsey Ballerini, a song called Hole in the Bottle, and Maren Morris is going to sing to Helen back. Also, Thomas Rhett and John Pardee are going to team up at the Ryman for their hit duet, Beer Can't Fix. I would think it would be called Beer Can't Fix It. Right? Who am I?
It's only a temporary fix.
Apparently, right. Taking the stage at the more intimate Bluebird Cafe, Tim McGraw, and a song called I Call Mama, and Luke Combs with Better Together. This is sort of a nod to the venue's reputation. Songwriter Haven, Miranda Lambert performing here at Bluebird. Additional performers take the stage. This is sort of a testing ground, right? Isn't that what the Bluebird is? Got a lot of new,
a lot of new talent,
performers
yeah.
going there. Yeah.
Legendary, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, 8 o'clock Eastern, CBS 55th Annual ACM Awards. The 16th would be probably a Saturday, I'm guessing, all right? Saturday or Sunday? My calendar. I guess it
not sure. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they wouldn't have it. Well, maybe they would. All right, we'll check it. It's 29 past the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Vice President Mike Pence at Fort McHenry in Baltimore said the president is a man of his word.
So we've stood up to our enemies, and we've stood with our allies. Like when President Trump kept his word and moved the American embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of the state of Israel. setting the stage for the first Arab country to recognize Israel in 26 years.
Pence spoke as part of the Republican National Convention. At the end of the speech, President Trump made his appearance with First Lady Melania. He didn't speak, but the Star-Spangled Banner was sung by country artist Trace Adkins. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, the Dow up 83 points, the NASDAQ up 199 points, the S&P 500 up 35. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Justice Department wants records from several states concerning their response to the coronavirus and its effect on nursing homes. The details from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The U.S. Justice Department is requesting data from Democratic governors of Pennsylvania, Michigan, New York, and New Jersey on COVID-19-related orders that may have resulted in thousands of elderly nursing home residents dying. More than 32,000 people have died from the virus in New York, 15,000 have died in New Jersey, 7,600 in Pennsylvania, and 6,600 in Michigan. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. The states also required nursing homes to admit COVID-19 patients to their vulnerable populations, often without adequate testing. That's according to the Department of Justice.
Sports came to a halt on Wednesday as the Milwaukee Bucks refused to take the court in an NBA playoff game against the Orlando Magic. It's in protest of the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The league wound up canceling all three games on the docket for the evening. That decision was followed by the WNBA, which canceled its games. And some Major League Baseball games were canceled as well. The Milwaukee Brewers announced that they would not play their game against the Cincinnati Reds. Same for the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. For news on demand, go to our website. It's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Half hour has been reached and breached because we're at 34 after the hour right now. 26 for the new hour on the DJV Thursday program, August 27th. Welcome to our discussion of the world. We are in charge of the world. We are the world. How about that? You want to join me in the chorus of We Are the World, ladies? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We are the world.
I'm feeling a little congested today, so I'm just going to leave it off. But,
really?
Yeah.
Shucks. Okay, well, we'll have to proceed then with other...
I do love it. Cyndi Lauper was my favorite part.
Yeah, I liked the whole thing for me was a fabulous experience, I thought. It has, and I don't think it's really been...
See, you know what?
People tried to duplicate it or replicate it, but you really can't. That was an answer.
No, Phil. Because you're... Wait, stop it. Before you play it, Phil, this is what I'm going to tell you happens. Because I'm not sure if Victoria's privy to this or not yet. But in the years of us together, Dougie, you're kind of like an annoying Jeopardy home player when We Are the World comes up, because You know how, like, people who play Jeopardy with you at home, they're like,
what's the question?
Out on the couch, and it's like, okay, I'm playing along, too, in my head. So there's the, but with We Are the World, when each voice comes on, you go, Michael Jackson!
Oh, my God.
Tina, Cyndi Lauper! Tina Turner!
Is he wrong? Because he's, I'm guessing
no,
he's
he usually gets them. I mean, he nails them, but...
I especially like it when it gets to Bruce.
Oh, yeah,
something
you go,
about
Bruce.
When you get to Bruce, yeah.
And all right, now Stevie I'll Wonder. Show you. Go ahead, Phil. Hit the music.
We are the children. We are the ones who make a better day. So let's start living.
Lionel Richie's pretty good, too, isn't it? This is a chorus, so you can't pick up any individual. Yeah, all right. So anyway, we get the point. Let's keep...
Oh, boy.
Chugging along here. All right, Victoria.
Who is Lionel Richie?
Kenosha, Wisconsin, not doing very well. Things seem to be escalating, not only there, but other places as well, it would seem. We're distracted by the convention and by the hurricane, but this is something that has a lot of attention sort of trending as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, especially in Kenosha, specifically, there's a 17-year-old Illinois resident named Kyle Rittenhouse. He was taken into custody yesterday with Wisconsin authorities issuing an arrest warrant charging him with first-degree intentional homicide. So he's now in custody in Illinois. He's going to be transferred to Wisconsin.
So did he come in on a bus and brought his gun with him and shot things up? Or
I don't know how he got there. It's not that far from where he lived in Illinois. I think it was maybe 40 miles or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, witnesses, and this is a lot, there are videos that popped up of this. Witnesses described this guy, Rittenhouse, as being part of a vigilante militia group. And he was caught on video. He had a long gun. It looked like some sort of a rifle. And he essentially just walked
looked
right
like
down the street.
Looked like a gunfight in the OK Corral where the guys walked
hunting.
Down the main street. Yeah,
he walked, as witnesses say, brazenly down the street in Kenosha on Tuesday night.
Where did
began
kids
firing.
17 years old come up with that kind of brass?
This is the danger of this type of stuff, this chaos, because then you've got people who think they can come in there, and they have the right to go in. I don't know if you guys
and they're more often than not the locals that are stirring the pot. That's happened over and over and over and over and over again.
A lot of what's happening are from people who are coming in from outside and just creating chaos. And I don't know if you guys heard the police chief talk yesterday, but the Kenosha police chief talked after they arrested this guy, this 17-year-old, which just it boggles your mind.
Where are his parents?
I have no idea.
Where did he get the gun?
Well, that's another question.
Yeah. I mean,
and the police apparently passed him. A lot of people were yelling at the police.
So let me tell you two things that I heard yesterday because I think they're both interesting. First of all, about the kid with the gun, the murderer with the gun at this point. I mean, obviously he gets his day in court, but there was a group of reporters from, I think it was the Daily Caller, that were out on the street watching the riots. It was a woman and a man. I think she was the writer and the man was the photographer. And she said that she was on the phone with this guy trying to find each other because they got separated in all the chaos. Because remember, this was right by a car dealership. People were burning it. They were graffitiing and breaking windows of these cars in this dealership. And so she was trying to catch up with them. And just as she hung up the phone to go meet him, she heard the shots ring out. And she said she went running across the street to make sure because she thought it was her partner that was shot. She didn't know. She started running towards where she was supposed to meet him. And I guess the guy with the gun just goes running past her. So she was actually integral in helping identify him because she was able to get, I think, some video of him running with his gun. And so she's taking that as she runs over to her partner. When she gets there, she sees this man who's been shot and her partner and I guess some other guys on the scene wrapped him in their shirts, took the shirts off their back, wrapped him up, and got him to the hospital. I think he's the one that actually
survived.
At least how I understood it. She said, but by the time the police got there, I guess because people wouldn't even let them into the area, it was like 5 or 6 minutes later. So a lot of people were wondering if they knew who this kid was, why didn't the police arrest him right away? Well, the answer was that the police couldn't get into that area for about 6 minutes, according to this woman's account, to actually get there. By that time, he had run away, and there were videos, and so obviously once they were able to identify him, they got him. Part two of that is that, and this is maybe even more telling as to what's going on, the Wisconsin Police Department, the police chief, gave his press conference after arresting this guy, and apparently he said he had hundreds of people call and ask to be deputized to go out and help the police because
yeah,
the police
were being
overrun.
This vigilante stuff is insane.
Well, the vigilante stuff is insane, but it's also a reaction to the insanity that's happening in the city because obviously no one wants to see their businesses get destroyed. No one wants to see people get hurt, and so they want to go out and be deputized to try to protect
themselves. This kid was obsessed with cops in Illinois, too.
About the kid. I'm talking about the calls that are received into this police officer who said, absolutely not, we can't have citizens out there because stuff like this happens, right? You have people
a lot of George Zimmermans out there who, you know, they want to get their guns and they don't care. They don't even pick a side. They don't care who's right and wrong. They just want to in on the action. There are a lot of people like that that are just, like, obsessed with that type of violence and that type of situation.
Then there's the CBS station in Chicago that is leading with the fact that this kid went to a Trump rally. So automatically, Trump's responsible for this now. You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
this is so far beyond.
No, I'm telling you, that's the pejorative from the CBS television station in Chicago. I didn't say that's what I'm thinking, but it's the same old story because he went to a Trump rally and was seen there, and then therefore it must be Trump's fault.
Well, look, the guy's clearly pro-guns. I don't know, can you be 17 and legally own a rifle?
No!
No,
I mean,
that's what I'm wondering.
18 for a long gun.
That's what I asked.
All right.
Where
so,
did he get
and
the
whose gun?
Gun
is it? Did he steal it from his parents or? I forget about Trump. I want to know where this kid's parents are. Where were they?
But, well, and I think that's a good point. And you know, it's just. This is why I've been saying for the last couple of days, and we'll talk about Kenosha instead of all the other stuff that's going on because it's the most fresh. But all of this stuff is not compounding or fixing anything. It's just making the problem worse. It's making the division worse. It's making everything worse. And no one is actually waiting for the facts to come out. No one's entertaining the possibility that this wasn't racist. No one's entertaining. Maybe it was. I mean, look, I just say, let cooler heads prevail.
But this all started
let the facts
with Jacob
come
Blake.
Out.
And now and some of the new facts in the Jacob Blake case, who's, you know, he's still in the hospital and still paralyzed from the waist down. He told cops on the scene that he did not have a gun. He had a knife. He told the cops he had a knife in the car. And so, and they, when they searched the car, they found the knife that he said was there, but there was no other weapon. There was no gun. So
see,
that whole narrative that came out at first was wrong.
You see,
I
picture this kid.
Completely,
he looks like a wet behind the ears little snot.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about Kylie. Looking
Kyle.
At this.
Kyle,
whatever his name is.
Yeah, all these little, like, you know,
they all have the same look.
Yep, right. They all have the same look. They all are psychotic. There's no way there isn't mental illness in all of these kids. They all look the same. They're, like, dead in the eyes, and they're obsessed with cops. Like, most of the Blue Lives Matter movement, it's like young white teenage boys. Like, what's going on? It's very, very disturbing.
Okay, I don't know about that, because
there are a lot of it. It's a whole lot of
honestly,
that going
Jennifer,
on.
I don't think you, I don't think,
well,
here's
white
the thing.
Kids doing this stuff than black
I don't,
kids doing
I understand, but the Blue Lives Matter movement is supported by people who support law enforcement. I think broadly to say it's a bunch of whack jobs supporting Blue Lives Matter is not true.
There's a large contingent of that movement that are young white males, and it, for whatever reason, if they love the cops so much, they don't actually want to go to the academy, but they want to stand on ceremony and act like they're, you know, they're part of the movement. It's like exactly what this kid was. This kid was obsessed with cops, and there
and
are numerous interactions
to help things
had.
Along. Victoria and Jennifer, the great Tucker Carlson. Remember the first time I ever Jennifer
oh, God,
Victoria,
that
you weren't around. Jennifer remembers, I think, the first time I ever encountered Tucker Carlson and what I said about him then, and I say about it now. So now he's on the air last night. He was justifying that he was defending the actions of this kid Rittenhouse. And so now everybody's going to Fox trying to get the guy fired.
The only defense that this kid could possibly muster is if that was his car dealership or that was his gas station. And if that's true, and if that is his gas station or his car dealership, then I would stand with him as well. But I don't believe that that was his car dealership, and I don't believe that that was his gas station. And so, to me, those are really the only defenses that you can muster.
He drove there to get in on the action. That's why he drove to Wisconsin. He's sick in the head.
I guess maybe the only thing that Tucker can have right here is that maybe we need to find the facts, because we are hearing all sorts of stories about
from him.
Well, you may not get them from him, but we need to wait till they come out because we are really quick to make
judgments. Speaking
really
of that,
quick to prosecute people.
Can I change the venue here for a minute? Speaking of facts, this lady Breonna Taylor, remember that story? Yeah. The cop shot in her house or something? Apparently they have found out something in the investigation that links her to the fellow they were supposed to get. I don't know that justifies.
Ex-boyfriend.
Say again, Jen?
It was her ex-boyfriend.
See, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Because
wait a minute. But are you saying that the killing of Breonna Taylor is justified?
No, I'm saying that the person that they were looking for was her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why they went through her house.
Still does not.
No, no, it doesn't. I'm not suggesting it does.
No, they were at the
wrong
house.
I didn't know that though. Yeah, they were. But they. But he was. He had been there on occasion, apparently. And so I didn't even know that.
Well, it must have been, I don't know what the time frame was, because her current boyfriend was the one who shot back when the cops
shot into
the house.
Well, the police don't always get things
remember? So the guy who is her current, or was her current boyfriend, I don't know how much time went on, but the whole thing, I don't think that that's something that we need to even be concerned with, because the cops got it really wrong, and an innocent woman is dead because of it.
It's just part of the story, so I think to isolate it out of the story.
Yeah, part of the story, and there's a sort of maybe that's why we made a mistake. They're trying to justify.
It shows grosser incompetence then, if that's how you want to paint it.
In the sports world, it looks like most all of the, whether it's baseball or basketball or hockey or whatever, because of what's going on in Kenosha, all the players have decided not to play. Am I getting that right? Protests part of all of the various sports teams. I know Major League Baseball to walk out there, I had heard that there was something. Basketball
didn't
too.
Most of baseball didn't play last night. No baseball played. No basketball played. Hockey played.
They did.
But that was it.
Yeah. Because
hockey played, honestly, because they have a lot of players who who know what living outside of the country is like, and so they probably are least likely to protest how horrible it is.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. And the other thing, that Boston Marathoner that got his sentence commuted, the death sentence, pronounce his name. Yeah, the bomber.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah, no. They're going to put him back on trial, even though he has a life sentence, but they're putting him back on trial because they want to make sure he gets the death penalty the next time around. I don't know if that's a worthwhile use of the taxpayers' money, but there's so many people in Boston that say, we don't care, go get him. And so there he is. Nobody can figure out how that the whole thing was changed around. It's a Mondo Bizarro thing. Today is International Lottery Day, boys and girls. Every August 27th, we're all dreaming about dollars and pounds and euros and stuff. Over in England, a study shows 83% of people who live there purchase scratch-off lottery tickets at least one time in the past year. So lotteries go back to 1566 when Queen Elizabeth authorized England's first official lottery. 1566? Wow. Raising money for the reparation of the havens and strength of the realm, as it were. 1880s, Australia's first lottery began as a private affair in Sydney, moved to other areas like Queensland and Victoria. Government was going to raise money for charities, public projects, and to help World War I veterans. I'd like to see our money for the lottery go to veterans in this country, frankly. Yeah, you always say it's going to go to schools, and it never does. That's a big joke. Canada's Olympic Act in 1973, preparing for the games in 76, allowing the organizing committee to sell tickets nationwide. The funds were supposed to go to the games. And then in 93, Prime Minister John Major's government set up a new state-sponsored lottery with a TV host presiding over the first drawing in 1994. Since then, proceeds have gone to 535,000 causes, like the Paralympic Games and the London Olympics and that sort of thing. So that's the story of the Olympics. All right, Jennifer, big TV show tonight. What's the one?
The one tonight, it's President Trump or Tacoma Fire Department is going to be featured on True TV with their real-life crimes at 10 o'clock.
Really? How exciting is that? 10 before the...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour on the DJV program. I wanted to make it clear that the voice you're about to hear is that of one young Victoria Keelan, who does a lot of tech work. Not, she doesn't have a screwdriver and a hammer, but I think she'd like to take it to some of her, some of her equipment from time to time. All right, anyway, technology and the hurricanes. Where's all that going?
So we're in hurricane season, as we know, and if you're in the path of Hurricane Laura, I hope that you have everything that I'm about to talk about. If you do not and you are in a state where hurricanes happen, you might want to listen up. This is some life-changing tech that can actually save your life during a hurricane or a major storm. Obviously, we know your smartphone is the number one thing that can help save your life. Unless the battery dies. So, what you want to do is make sure that you have everything plugged in and fully charged as long as you have power. As soon as the power goes out, unplug everything. There are actually many, many stories that we never really hear about of people getting struck by lightning through an electrical outlet, through a keyboard. Sharon Stone recently was electrocuted. She was ironing during the storm. And it went right through the iron and blasted her across the room. She's been talking about that lately. So you want to make sure that you don't do that.
She's
you want to keep a Mophie.
A T-shirt of
a picture of Michael Douglas, right? What's the matter with my voice?
I don't know. So keep a Mophie Charge stream pad. They're only $30. It's a wireless power station. You can use the OutX Savage. That starts at $60. It has a small solar panel that comes in handy when no other power is available to keep your cell phone charged. While you want to make sure that your smartphone battery lasts as long as possible, you want to turn down the screen brightness, mute unnecessary apps, and turn it on to low power mode. There are a few apps, however, that you want to have on your phone at all times. For number one, the weather-related stuff, the Weather Channel app, it's new, it's really great, it's very hard to beat the new design. It has real-time weather tracking and alerts and updates. An app called Zello, which is a free app for iOS and Android, turns your smartphone into a hybrid walkie-talkie and police scanner. As long as you have cellular service or Wi-Fi, you can use Zello like a two-way radio to actually communicate with rescue workers on a specific channel in the app, and you can let them know where you are if you are in need of rescue. Also, keep the FEMA app, again, free, iOS and Android. Keep that handy for guides on how to prepare emergency kits. Gas Buddy, another free app that I use all the time in my regular life, leads you to the closest and cheapest gas. And Airbnb is an app that people don't think about. Keep that on your phone because you can find the open homes section, and those are people who are offering their Airbnb free of charge in emergency. So if you need a place to stay as you're evacuating, keep the Airbnb app open. The other thing you may want to invest in is, and you'll love this one, Doug, this goes back to traditional radio, the Eaton Weather Alert Radio. It's available on Amazon for $60. It has AM and FM channels, built-in LED flashlight, and solar panel. So if you don't have sunlight, you can recharge it. And you can, if you don't have sunlight to use the panel, you can actually recharge it with it. It has a hand crank. So, like, think of, like, those old World War II cranking phones. That's exactly what this does. As an added bonus, it has a USB port, so you can actually charge your other gadgets. That's, to me, that's, for $60, that could be the number one best thing to save you and your family.
The Crane radio is good. Sea Crane. That's a good radio.
But for technology, though, you need to have something that can charge up your cell phone for communication, not just a radio. So I love that Eaton. It's Eton, and it's on Amazon for $60. It's a great investment.
Got it. Microsoft has released a new version of a flight simulator. Let's get that story.
The Geek Out.
Microsoft has come and gone on a lot of products over the years, but Flight Simulator has always been there. Now, 14 years after the last version, Flight Simulator 2020 is here with a stunning level of detail and graphic power, basically limited only by the amount of money you're willing to throw at a gaming PC. Basically, the entirety of Earth is in the game, down to the most bonkers details. Now, as it happens, bugs appear in early versions, and the most famous we've been told so far is a 212-story tall obelisk in Australia that doesn't obviously exist, but because of a typo in the code, it's in the game. The new version seems to be a stunning achievement, and reviews and gameplays come in. We'll tweet them out at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, meaning... moving along, the meaning of the Elon Musk new, what is this, a Neuralink device?
Yes, this is going to be, apparently, according to Elon Musk, this is his new secretive neurotech firm called Neuralink, and they're going to be demonstrating a working device. It's a brain-machine interface. They call it a BMI. 6 p.m. on Friday. Keep an eye out for the YouTube channel. This is some crazy tech that actually connects to your brain and allows your brain to fire on all cylinders. It's next level stuff. It's pretty cool.
Wow, sign me up for one of those. At 59 past the hour, this is...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.